Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Monday, October 15th, and it is now officially game week here in the land of the Detroit Pistons. This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter across the country for over a decade as well. Thanks to all of you for the listen. And what's up to all the new listeners out there? Many of you are probably jumping on board as the new season is getting ready to start. And I know the regulars are out there spreading the word as well. Just a little bit of background about me for the new folks out there. I came from Royal Oak here in the suburbs of Detroit, went to Central Michigan, and always knew I wanted to be a sports writer and announcer. So here I'm in the hometown back doing that. After graduating from CMU, I moved to Port Huron, worked for the Times-Herald, writing for 4 years out of school there, moved to Springfield, Missouri, covered preps for the News Leader newspaper down in the Ozarks. Then I spent 3 years in the Virgin Islands, hanging out on the beach and also writing about Caribbean sports down there, covered the Olympics in Brazil for a month in 2016, probably the highlight of my journalism career, except for talking to you here today on Locked On Pistons. Then I spent a couple years in Chicago, freelancing for the Associated Press, chasing a girl, all that good stuff that you do when you're in your 30s. But I moved back here a couple of months ago now for the Detroit area. Excited to bring the season to you guys. You can expect some fair analysis here on this show every day, some great guests, and some interaction with the listeners as well. That's right, you guys are the co-stars of the show is along with me. We had Will Hunter on from the Locked On Spartans new podcast there, and he made a great point that it's not his show, it's our show, and maybe we'll do a little bit more of that going forward with the Locked On Pistons podcast. Our show, I guess it's still going to be my show, but it'll be our show as well this season. And today, we are talking about the wings, not the Red Wings, but the Pistons wings, the players who, not the point guards, not the post players, but the twos and threes, and in some cases the ones and fours for some of these guys as well. The most important positions in the modern NBA, according to some out there, as you take a look at how the Pistons stack up with some of those teams around the Eastern Conference. We're going to also hear from Reggie Bullock from Media Day a couple weeks back. One of the most important Pistons heading into one of his most important seasons. We're also going to give the roster update of where things stand with the team here on Monday morning as we look ahead. I wanted to pass along the nuts and bolts as well. The Pistons open up the 2018-19 season on Wednesday night, a 7 p.m. game against the Brooklyn Nets at Little Caesars Arena. The suddenly interesting Brooklyn Nets, according to some of the preseason prognostications of the Eastern Conference, out there for you to peruse. The Pistons will then be on the road in Chicago on Saturday night against the Bulls. Then home games next week, two of them, Tuesday and Thursday, Philly and Cleveland will be visiting the Motor City. So a nice soft schedule to start the season when you look at those four games. So the Pistons have the potential with those three or four games being at home, the Nets, the Bulls, and Cleveland being teams that we potentially see outside of the playoffs, and Philly coming in as the only playoff team visiting. Before that home and home with Boston early. So a chance for the Pistons to get out of the gates well with three out of four, possibly getting some wins in those games, maybe going 3-1, possibly 4-0 to start the season. So that's the plan if you're making plans for the Pistons to start the year. By the way, give us a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And give us a like on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-MattShook. We'll be keeping the conversation going on social media throughout the season as well. But also, if your company is looking for a new way to reach customers, you could be sponsoring this podcast, and could be mentioned right now here on Locked On Pistons. Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with sponsors that they hear on their podcast. And our demographic is 98% males and more education and more earning power than your traditional media audiences. And yes, if you're listening to that, you definitely know that already. So have your company sponsor Locked On Pistons. If you're interested, email me at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, @yahoo.com to find out more. We got all sorts of specials to kick off the NBA season right now. So get in touch with me if you're interested in reaching Detroit sports fans. And today, talking wings, not the Red Wings, but those twos and threes, the non-point guards, the non-post players. And as we know, in the modern NBA, many of these guys might fit into different roles too, not just shooting guards and small forwards. Notably, Stanley Johnson and Glenn Robinson might be playing some at the power forward spot, the four spot. I guess you don't really call it a power forward anymore, but the second biggest guy on the court, I guess might be a better way of putting it. And also maybe Luke Kennard down the line in his career and possibly even this season could be playing some point guard, maybe the one. It's a group that I'm largely skeptical of, but a lot of teams around the league have these problems. As it's an important position on the wings, but there's not a lot of great players out there that can exploit the lack of good players. That's why you see in the draft, everyone was trying to pick up those long twos and threes in the first round, and there was just a run of them in those first 40 picks or so, and the Pistons would know as they drafted a couple of them in the second round. But first day, we're going to talk about Stanley Johnson, Luke Kennard, and Glenn Robinson III. We'll talk about Reggie Bullock a little bit later, in addition to Langston Galloway, and then maybe some of the end-of-the-bench guys as we do the roster breakdown later in the show. Starting today with Stanley Johnson, coming into year four for Stanley, still just 22 and a half years old. So think back to what you were doing at 22 and a half, and maybe think that there's a little bit of room to grow for Stanley Johnson. His draft class is already signing the extensions this summer. Devin Booker got the big money earlier this year. Karl Anthony Towns got his big contract as the Jimmy Butler saga continues to unfold in Minnesota. Justice Winslow got a new three-year deal the other day with a third-year team option. That might be kind of what the market might be for Stanley Johnson. I believe it was about a $48 million deal for Justin Winslow at 3 years. So that might be something what the market might be. Although I would argue that Winslow, who was good at the end of last season and looked like he was going to go into a bit of a breakout year in year two before catching an injury, is maybe a little bit more valuable than Stanley, but not by a lot. The deadline, by the way, for an extension for Stanley Johnson, if he wants to make that happen, is today. So you might be on standby for some surprising news regarding Stanley Johnson today, but I doubt it, as the Pistons probably want to take another look at him before signing up for any kind of long-term deal. Without a last-minute extension, Stanley would be a restricted free agent this offseason, which means Detroit could match any contract that he agrees with for another team on the open market. Or if Stanley wants to become an unrestricted free agent as quickly as possible, he could agree to the qualifying offer for an additional year next season with the Pistons and then become an unrestricted free agent after that, going into year five. That's what Greg Monroe did, deciding going into year five for his career with the Pistons. And by the way, as I'm looking it up right now, I'm seeing that it was a $38 million deal that Justice Winslow signed on Friday with the Miami Heat. So that maybe sets the bar of what we're talking about with Stanley Johnson. Although, like I said, expected to not be coming to an agreement with the Pistons in terms of the extension before today closes, because the Pistons have some decisions to make going forward with Stanley Johnson and Reggie Bullock. And it might even be a situation where they're basically choosing between those two guys going forward. But one more roster note while we're at it, and while I'm thinking about it, I made the bold prediction last week that the Pistons won't pick up Henry Ellenson's fourth-year option, something that they'll have to decide. I incorrectly pointed out that they had to do that before the season started. Not quite exactly. I'm still going to say that they're going to do it, although I did read recently that Detroit actually has up until October 31st, Halloween Day, to pick that up. So they still get, you know, 14 days or so of the beginning of this season to decide whether to pick up Henry Ellenson's fourth-year rookie contract option going into that season. Going back to Stanley, the problem, obviously, and if you're listening to this podcast, you already know it, it's the shooting. He had the worst of his career from three-point range last season, 28.6%, 6 for 22 in the preseason, 27.3%, so obviously not good there. And he looked good the first couple of games with energy, knocked down some shots as well, but he reverted back to the old Stanley, even in that small sample size of five preseason games. And obviously you can't put too much stock into preseason, and we won't do that a lot here, but it was just so familiar that it just stuck out like a sore thumb, that Stanley looks pretty good at times. He's got a good half here and then two bad games here, and just seems like rinse repeat for Stanley Johnson so far with his Pistons career. But we'll see where we're at in year four coming up here. But also Luke Kennard going into year two, the offseason injuries were a bit of a problem for the Duke product. The minor knee injury caused Luke to miss summer league, which would have been his shot at maybe getting some point guard minutes. And we haven't heard any whispers of that coming up as a possibility since that time, maybe with the emergence of Bruce Brown in the summer league, quieted some of that, with Bruce Brown maybe being that other wild card option at point guard instead of Luke Kennard. But something to keep an eye on going forward. Luke's rookie season, and again, I'll say, I think that many of you are looking for a great, giant, big leap for year two for Luke, and I'm not really seeing signs of it. He had the rough preseason. Again, not going to put too much emphasis on that, especially as he's getting healthy from his offseason of inaction in some ways. Not as much inaction as Reggie Jackson, but not as much action as you would have hoped for the expected improvement for a player from year one to year two. But I'm not seeing his shooting get a lot better from what I've seen at practices in the preseason in terms of form and balance. And also, I'm concerned that his playmaking numbers weren't as high as you might expect last season from someone who looked crafty at times, but maybe we set the bar too low of him coming out of Duke. And like I said, looking at the numbers, I'm just not seeing that from his rookie year. The Pistons will certainly pick up his third-year option before that October 31st deadline, a formality there, with the hopes of having him with the team in the long term. Moving on to Glenn Robinson III on the wing. Robinson signed a two-year deal with the Pistons this summer with a team option in year two, about $4 million a year. Pretty affordable for the expanded role that the franchise envisions for him in Detroit. The Michigan product obviously knows a lot about the area and vice versa. The biggest free agent acquisition for the team and a potential to be a difference maker, really the only guy that's brought in the open market who has the potential to be a difference maker, especially given the opportunity that he should receive here in Detroit for Coach Dwayne Casey. Will he start is an interesting question, although it seems like Stanley and Bullock are probably the starting wings, along with the quote-unquote big three of Reggie Jackson, Blake Griffin, and Andre Drummond. And based on Friday's preseason finale and Casey's comments surrounding the game against Cleveland, it probably does look like it's going to be Reggie Bullock and Stanley Johnson in the starting five. Glenn Robinson III has been described as a vocal defender. We will see as the season goes on, and I'll believe it when I see it as far as him playing the four well consistently on the defensive end. And again, it's not like Karl Malone's down there or anything like that anymore, but it seems like a lot asking a guy who hasn't really had a solid NBA season of consistent playing time. He got 20 minutes a game two seasons ago with Indiana before the big injury last year limited much of his season. But by far, the most of his career was that 20 minutes a game, by the way. So to have him not only figure all that out in terms of his actual position and what he's going to have to get used to get doing on the court with new teammates, but then you're going to ask him to rebound effectively and defend bigger players, I think that might be a problem for him, especially considering how skinny he is. I guess that's the thing that always jumps out at me about Glenn, seeing him in person and even on the court on television as well. He weighs 222 pounds, and that's not a lot. So I'm skeptical of what kind of impact he can make on you know, in terms of rebounding and post defense, and really any kind of bigger player that wants to drive on him if he's going to be asked to defend a lot of bigger, stronger players. I'm interested to see how that goes. But next, the guy I feel best about on the wings with this team, we're going to hear from Reggie Bullock from Media Day and talk about that Pistons shooting guard up next. But like we've talked about, Pistons season coming up in just a few days now. Can you believe it? Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events that you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice. To make things even better, Vivid Seats is giving listeners an exclusive promo code for new customers to receive $20 off orders of $200 or more to save even more money. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and enter promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event, and I will see you at Little Caesars Arena this season. Also wanted to point out, the NBA previews are out there still for Locked On NBA, six teams a day, 5 days in the week. They dropped last week, but they're still out there if you want to study up for the upcoming season. All sorts of great games this week on national television. The 30 teams previewed from the local experts on Locked On NBA, the flagship podcast for the NBA group that we have here with the Locked On Network. Follow Locked On NBA on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or tell your smart speaker to play Podcast Locked On NBA.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on, we're going to break down where things stand with the Pistons roster right now on Monday morning, 2 days away from the season opener, including the Pistons rookies and non-roster guys, and what kind of decisions need to be made before Wednesday. But as we talked about, the guy I feel best about on the wings right now is Reggie Bullock. He had a really strong season last year, and here's him talking at Media Day a couple weeks back as he prepares for another season with the Detroit Pistons.
Well, obviously, I give thanks to God, you know, for obviously allowing me to get an opportunity here with this team. Detroit has been great for me. I had an opportunity last year with some players going down with injuries and stuff. Coach gave me opportunity. I ran with it. I know what my skill set is defending, shooting the ball, and I just try to stay within my lane. And it was an opportunity for me to fill that in, and I just kept going with it.
So there's Reggie Bullock from Media Day sharing a nice little opening statement. But the most important part of what I want to share this clip with you guys is the same day was the day that Kawhi Leonard let out the laugh heard round the world. Well, Reggie Bullock had his own little laugh heard round the world. He told a little joke about Blake Griffin and amused himself with it. And I wanted to share with you guys, not quite as amazing maybe as Kawhi Leonard's laugh, but a pretty good one from the Pistons' Reggie Bullock.
I never really was one of those players that, you know, giving the ball like a, you know, a Blake Griffin. But just.
I love it. I love it so much. And I love the, but I'm just, as he goes on to continue the answer to Reggie Bullock. And we say a lot of nice things about Reggie Bullock here on this show, and I'm a Reggie Bullock guy, so I feel like I can make fun of a little bit here. One more time with the Reggie Bullock laugh. It's just too good. I can't not laugh at that. But his play, however, no laughing matter. See what I did there? Nice little radio transition. Bullock stepped up last year. He made 44.5% from three-point land, by far his career high, and he was just good. I mean, 11 points per game, an unexpected consistent contributor, especially in the starting lineup for Stan Van Gundy last year. Some criticism that I'd like to see him be a little bit more of a factor defensively, solid most of the time, but would like to see him turn into a plus defender as time goes on here. I think there's a little bit more shot creation in there, which might be needed under the shot clock type of stuff, especially if you're bunched up with Stanley Johnson in the starting lineup playing alongside some of the top players in the Pistons offensively, that you can't really have a couple of minus guys offensively. So maybe Bullock might have to be asked to do a little bit more with some of those teams. And moving on to Langston Galloway, the professional bucket getter, Langston Galloway, who is appropriately, by the way, from Louisiana, because if you were writing like a novel about a fictional jazz musician from the Bayou, you'd probably name him Langston Galloway, by the way. And maybe it's a little bit too on the nose, actually. But 11.4 points per game in the preseason, someone who really made a lot of strides, probably did the best of anyone in the Pistons in terms of upping what might be our expectations are for them going into the season based just upon that preseason. Just a chucker. He'll throw it up from anywhere, and we love that quick release as well. A few of those that he threw up in the preseason were long twos, and I wonder if that's something that Coach Dwayne Casey will rein in as the season goes on. But many of us, and I'll throw myself into that category as well, maybe wrote him off a little bit this offseason after such a disappointing year last year in year one for his Pistons tenure. So maybe a surprise is in store for us, and I think it looks like he's obviously going to get some chances to get some minutes early on in the season, at least this year and next year, with Langston at $7 million a year this year and $7.3 million next year. Really has to become more of a factor consistently to justify those contract numbers, although those are a contract handed by Stan Van Gundy and the previous regime. So, but we'll see. The smooth sounds of Langston Galloway on the saxophone this year. Hopefully he's playing some sweet music from deep for the Pistons with that second unit. But Locked On NBA, as you know, it never went away, and it's still here for you every day. Locked On NBA is your daily national NBA podcast. Every Monday, get the local experts on the biggest stories, and then stay with Locked On NBA all week long for daily 30 minutes on everything that's going on in the NBA. For free, follow at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On NBA. Up next, we're going to talk about the end of the roster wings and what decisions are ahead for the organization. We'll be talking about that next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Also, as you know, the Lions coming back off the bye week this week, going down to Miami Matt Derry of Detroit Radio. You know Matt. He's got the Locked On Lions podcast every day. Check that out on the network here, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Check out Locked On Lions with Matt Derry. So what about the bottom of the roster? The way the James Edwards III of The Athletic is writing about Zach Lofton last week, I tend to think that he knows something about possibly Lofton getting one of the two-way deals from the Pistons. So maybe that wasn't a guaranteed slot for Reggie Hearn already. Maybe he volunteers to become just an affiliate player for the Drive in Reggie Hearn's case, knowing that the only other option is for him to be released by the organization. I know Lofton was on what's known as an Exhibit 10 deal for the Pistons, meaning he could be moved up as far as his contract. But what I don't know was the status of Reggie Hearn, and could his two-way deal, reported two-way deal, easily be moved around and kind of demoted to maybe affiliate player? So, or was even the deal quite in place just yet? Was it official? Was it signed? Is training camp open? I don't know. It seems like the Pistons, you would think that they would allow for the roster flexibility and not sign those deals unless they have to, unless they're bidding for some of those guys with Keenan Evans and Reggie Hearn. But just a situation that happened with the Pistons, with Zach Lofton playing really well in summer league and then playing really well in preseason, would be a reason enough to not want to commit those two-way deals. As we read, I read an article that I passed along on the Locked On Pistons Twitter account about the Golden State Warriors, how they had McKinney, a guy who played really well in the preseason. They were able to maneuver around with their two-way deal spot open to get him a two-year contract that could be something that they could drop off the books come January. But just some smart maneuvering by the front office there that proved themselves nimble with the Golden State Warriors. And I hope that the Pistons are able to do that kind of stuff, or actually know that kind of maneuvering is out there with the, what is new, something that is new to the NBA, these two-way deals and the newest collective bargaining agreement. So that would be the final decision that would have to be made with the roster spot. If you can get Lofton to sign maybe one of those two-way deals, keep him in the organization. And if he gets that two-way spot, the rest of the 15-man roster would be the same as we figured coming into camp as far as all those players. Chris McCullough, we know, was waived last week, so we knew that one already. Other news, the Pistons released Johnny Hamilton before the Cleveland preseason game on Friday. I would imagine that he'll end up in Grand Rapids as he got some reported guaranteed money over the summer to come to Pistons training camp. So, and he looked really good against San Antonio, 6 points in 6 minutes in his only preseason appearance this year with the Pistons. Which brings up the other question of how much do Bruce Brown and Kyrie Thomas, the second-round draft picks from this year, how much do they play in Grand Rapids as opposed to Detroit? It looks like probably a lot of Grand Rapids. Bruce Brown just has some big strides to make offensively, although I really like some of the things he does offensively and a lot of the things he does defensively. Certainly three-point shooting is something that needs to be worked on drastically. And maybe Kyrie Thomas's defense eventually gets him back onto the court for the Pistons. So we'll see there. But Zach Lofton, like I said, he could be a guy who plays a couple minutes every now and then on the Pistons. And he really looked like he belonged against Washington in the game I was at. He scored 22 points in 4 preseason appearances for the Pistons. Confident, had the nice dunk against Brooklyn as well. So yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. You would expect maybe Zach Lofton two-way news to be coming here in these next couple days. But the rest of the week here on Locked On Pistons, as we prepare for the Wednesday night opener, we got a show coming out, the final Central Division preview with Milwaukee coming up on Tuesday. We got those ones coming up. I also have my predictions for the playoffs. We'll get those on paper, get those on the official record as well. So send me your predictions too. Get your top 8 West playoff teams, the seeds in order. Do that in the Eastern Conference as well. Tell me who's going to be in the conference finals and win those series and in how many games, and do the same for the NBA finals as well. Send those along to me in an email at Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com. I'll hold on to those, and hopefully we'll revisit them throughout the season, and we'll figure out who won at the end of the year and get a prize for those ones as well. But like I said, give me a follow on Twitter at Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. Give us a like on the Facebook page at Locked On Pistons-Matt Schoch. Give us a rating and review on iTunes as well. Spread the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. And with Pistons season coming up this week, be sure to go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Use promo code Locked On for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app, enter promo code Locked On for $20 off orders of $200 or more. This is a no-brainer for you guys. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime, and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. And I will see you at Little Caesars Arena this season. And it is oh so close. We are rolling through the very end of the off season. Thank you for staying with me throughout the summer. And we promise that we will have some great content coming through you throughout the season as well. Drop me a line. Let me know what you want to hear this year. But this is your host, Matt Shook, 2 days away from tip off of the Detroit Pistons season. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow.